folks, this is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast, and this is a talk show or broadcast that hell hates. The more you listen, the more you know why, and it's good to be here this evening, amen? It's good to be here to preach and teach the word, and we're going to be getting into today an interesting topic, and the title of the message is called Nazism, the Hitler Virus. And the reason why I titled it, because if anyone knows what Nazism is, Nazism is really socialism, is what it is. Nazism is socialism. It was a socialistic party that was founded back in before World War II, and it was at a time when Germany was really pretty much bankrupt, and they had this party called the National Socialist Party. And it eventually became known as the Nazi Party. Well, socialism, I mean, if you can put two to two together, okay, you should all know that socialism never works. It just doesn't work. Communism, socialism, fascism, whatever you like to put it, it doesn't work. Okay? And really, socialism is really poison, is what it is. It's socialism is like a bad virus. Now, I'm not going to say that it's a virus that needs to be gotten rid of. I mean, sure, I mean, We shouldn't have socialists, but I'm not implying to go out and kill every socialist there is. No, that's not what I'm trying to get at. Socialism is poison, and it's a virus. It's a very dangerous virus, and if you're not careful, you can get indoctrinated and brainwashed into socialism, and you won't even know that you're brainwashed. They just indoctrinate you into socialism, thinking that, oh, it's going to be a workman's paradise and all that stuff. So anyways, so we're going to be talking about Nazism. And the reason why is because, again, Nazism is socialism. And if you take a look at our nation, okay, there is a lot of people who are like hardcore left-wing socialists, okay? I'm going to give you one name, and I think you're probably going to be really familiar with his name, okay? He's an old guy. He's an older guy. He is a senator, I believe. I believe it's senator. His name is Bernie Sanders, okay? He is a Democrat, but he is a Democrat socialist. In other words, that he is probably more socialist than Democrat. Besides, I think a lot of the Democratic Party, the way they run their platform, I think a lot of the Democratic Party, not every single Democrat, but I think a lot of the Democrats are hardcore socialists. They want socialism. And when you have Trump saying that we're not going to allow socialism, and that's fine and dandy and all, but I think eventually socialism will end up being in this nation, okay, whether we like it or not, okay? So I titled it Nazism, the Hitler Virus, because if you know what Nazism is socialism, okay? So I guess you could say, you know, socialism. And I say Nazism because who was it that was in charge of the Nazi Party? It was Hitler. Okay, He was the head of the Nazi party. I mean, they nominated him to being chancellor. So he was the head. Okay? Very bad head, too. Amen? It was a very, very, very bad, wicked head. So we're going to be talking about that today. I'm going to actually bring you into the Bible, and I'm going to kind of... We're going to be kind of doing some comparison. Okay? Now... What is this message going to entail? Well, primarily, I'm going to be kind of focusing on a little bit of the abortion issue. I know I touched on abortion quite a bit, okay? But we have to understand is that a lot of these, you know, the reasoning for it's not, and it may not be abortion itself, but the reasons for the abortion that these left-wing socialists are trying to push, the reason for the abortions, the abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood, are going to be very similar to Adolf Hitler's agenda, to when he was, when Adolf Hitler took reign and power back in the 30s in Germany. Okay? We're going to see... There's a parallel between what Hitler did and the reason why he did it and the reason why the leftists are pushing for abortion in this nation. So I'm going to be getting into kind of more like the reason for it, okay? Explaining. And you'll find that the reasoning is so sinister and so wicked and evil. It literally is a virus. It's a virus that if you're indoctrinated into, you'll be manipulated into thinking that murder is okay. But if you know your Bible, you know that abortion is wrong. And so that is why I titled it Nazism, the Hitler virus. Because Nazism is really indeed the Hitler virus. It is a bad virus. A virus is something that can cause you to get sick and ill and die. Okay? That's why I called it the way I called it. Now, I'm also going to be explaining some other things too in this message. Okay? As per how all this sort of probably began, maybe I'm wrong, but it's just kind of how and why, you know, we have all this socialism in the first place since the 30s, and there's going to be something I'm going to show you and point out to you that we actually have here in America that correlates to Nazism that probably not a whole lot of people actually know. And if you do know, it probably won't be a surprise, but for those of you who don't know, it might come as a surprise to you. Okay? It might come as a surprise to you. But there's something that I think you all need to know what we have here in America that correlates to Nazism, and you'll be surprised. Okay? You'll be very surprised. Anyway, so it's good to be here tonight. So that's a little bit about why I titled it the way I titled it. So I hope the titling doesn't confuse you. Let's go to prayer requests. If anybody has a prayer request, please do. Please feel free to put your prayer request. I guess the prayer request for me is continue to keep me in prayer. Pray for me, pray for the ministry, pray that God will have his way and will, and please pray for our fellow sister for strength, and please pray for her mother's not doing very well, please pray for our fellow brother for his family and his ex-wife for salvation, please continue to keep Brother Joey in prayer, because I know he's got his days where he has pain and there's times that he doesn't. And sometimes it does, okay? Sometimes that pain is worse than other days, okay? So keep Brother Joey in prayer. Please keep Brother Ryan Payton in your prayers. Brother Ryan needs your prayers. His family needs your prayers. I need your prayers and my family needs prayer, right? So we all need prayer. So keep Brother Ryan in prayer. Keep me in prayer. Keep our families in prayer. I know some of you that may be watching that are from Church of Many Blessings. Continue to pray for your pastor, Brother Ron. He needs your prayers. For those of you that might be watching and from Bethel Church, please keep your pastor, Pastor Mike, in prayer. We have a sister whose son needs a job and direction and a place to live, so please pray for him. And then please pray for a sister for the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that's all I have for prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to put it in the comments or if you're on Facebook or on YouTube, please put your, if you're on YouTube and you have a prayer request and you're on Facebook, let me know. And then we'll go from there, okay? I don't want to embarrass anybody. So, so that's going to be it for the prayer request. So if anybody has a prayer request, please feel free to put it in the comments section. If you want to, that's up to you. So that's it for that. Let's see here. Okay, so let's get into the message, okay? The message. We're going to be talking about Nazism. We're going to be talking about the reason why, okay? Why? Why are we allowing abortion, okay? What is the left saying? What is the left saying as to their excuse for abortion? Okay, why are they pushing it for it? Okay, why did Hitler push for the killing of like 6 to 10 million people? And I say that because whether Jew or Gentile, it's it's all mixed in there. So 6 to 10 million people, that's quite a bit, okay? And I'm going to show you, too, that, we killed more babies in this nation in a year than Hitler ever did in his time and reign in Germany. I mean, that's kind of shocking that our nation is becoming a lot worse than Hitler's Germany. And I'm going to kind of prove that. I'm going to kind of show you that today. And hopefully that, to show you that socialism or, Nazism or socialism is a deadly virus that we need to eradicate it from our nation. We need to get socialism out of here. If people want to be socialists, go down to Venezuela or somewhere down there, okay? They can do whatever they want down there, but we don't want socialism in this nation, okay? Because socialism is a deadly poison. Amen? It is a deadly, 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 deadly poison. Okay, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Esther, okay? Now you might be wondering, Brandon, if you're going to be talking about Nazism, why are you going to the book of Esther? There's nothing in the Bible about Nazism. Well, true, not true. Okay, you take a look at what Hitler did. His goal was to bring about a master race, okay, by the extermination of the Jews, as well as other people that didn't fit the Aryan race. Okay, God shows us of a very estranged dictator. Very, very Middle Eastern dictator in the book of Esther who wants to wipe out all the Jews. Okay? And to me, Haman is a type and picture can be a type and picture of Haman is a type and picture of the Antichrist. Okay, Haman is also a type and picture of Adolf Hitler. Why? Because here's the similarities, and we're gonna see. I'm gonna show you two scriptures that we're gonna start out with. Okay, that I'm gonna show that he wanted to exterminate all the Jews. Okay, so did Hitler. By the way, why do you think Islam wants to get rid of? Ooh, okay. I think I'm gonna mention this here. I'm not gonna mention it now, but if the Lord, there's something that came to mind. I want to share with you, and it has to do with Nazism, and it has to do with radical Islamic terrorism. Okay. Okay. So, if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Esther chapter 3, please. Esther 3. Esther chapter 3, and we're going to read in verse 6, and then we're going to read in verse 10 in that chapter, okay? Esther 3, 6, it says, He thought to scorn to lay hands on Mordecai. Okay, now let's actually... Now let's stop right there. Who is he? That is Haman. Okay? So let's actually go back up to verse 5. Okay? Let's start in verse 5. Okay? And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had shewed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Okay? I might bring this up because that verse sort of gives, kind of sets things up. Okay? But let's go, but before I do that, okay, let's go down to verse 10 of Esther 3. Okay? And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. Okay? So, Haman is a type and picture of the Antichrist. He is also a type and picture of Adolf Hitler. Why? Because in verse 6, it says that Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom. Okay? He wanted to destroy and exterminate the Jews. Okay? What did Hitler want to do? Hitler wanted to exterminate all the Jews. You know why? Because he was looking for Aryan perfection. Okay? Blonde hair, blue eyes. Okay? That's what Hitler was looking for. Okay? And so, here's the thing, and not too many people know this, but why is it that Islam wants to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth? Why is that? I have a possible theory as to why these radical Islamic terrorists want to wipe Israel off the map, and why they want to completely destroy the Jews. Okay? What did Hitler do? Hitler killed 6 million Jews. He killed a lot of Jews. He killed a lot of non-Jews. He killed a lot of Gentiles too. Okay? It wasn't just Jews. It was gypsies. It was people who were queer. But by the way, I may not agree with queers. I don't agree with sodomy, okay? Sodomy is disgusting. Sodomy is a sin. Okay? But that does not give anyone the right to kill them. Okay? I'm not saying that sodomy is okay. Sodomy is wrong. It's a sin. but it's not right to kill them. Okay? You need to tell them the truth that sodomy is wrong. And of course, they'll probably hate you for it anyways because they love their flesh, but you know what I'm saying? It's just Hitler killed people who were sodomites, queers. Hitler killed Jews, he killed Gentiles, and anybody that disagreed with him, he had killed in concentration camps. Okay? Now, here's something we have to fully understand, is that the elitists, okay, the Illuminati, the ones who are behind the scenes pulling the strings, are influencing a war. They're influencing a conflict between Islam and the Jews. Okay? So they're influencing it. We know that for a fact. Okay? Because the elitists are trying to bring about a new world order. Okay? But here is my theory as to why I think Islam is trying to wipe Israel off the map. Here's one of my theories as to why that could be. Okay? Here's why I say this. How many of you watching know of a Nazi operation called Operation Werewolf? Okay? Operation Werewolf. Now, if I have this right, okay? If I remember this right. Operation Werewolf was where Nazi soldiers trained Islamic soldiers in the tactics of guerrilla warfare. Modern guerrilla warfare. Okay? The Nazis are the ones who taught a lot of these Islamic fighters in the tactical warfare. Okay? Because Hitler, to my actually shockingly surprise, was he didn't just you know, metaphorically speaking, got himself in bed with the Catholic Church, but he got himself also in Islam, and he met with Islamic leaders. Okay, that's a whole different message for another time. But there was an operation called Operation Werewolf, which was a Nazi operation in which they trained Islamic forces in the tactical in tactical warfare of guerrilla warfare. Okay, now it's said that a lot of these radical Islamic terrorists, the stuff that they were taught that the stuff that the Nazis taught were passed down to these radical Islamic terrorists. Okay, and so it's also said that these radical Islamic terrorists, they to this very day still think that Hitler was a very good guy. And for people to believe such a statement like that, for people to believe that Hitler was a good guy, boy, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sorry, no, but Hitler was an antichrist. He was a fork-tongued devil from the pit of hell. And he was headed up a party called the Nazi Party. That's what he headed up, okay? Hitler was a wicked man. So was Haman. Who was it? Now, Pastor Mike had mentioned about a man. Was it Tex Mars? I can't remember. I think it was Tech. I think Pastor Mike had mentioned about a man named Tex Mars, and how Tex Mars believed that Haman was a good guy. That's not true. I mean, you read the story of Esther. Haman was a wicked, evil man. I mean, he tried to exterminate God's people. Okay, Haman is a type and picture of Adolf Hitler, but is also a type and picture in reality of the Antichrist. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say about Operation Werewolf. Okay, that was something that was something that came as a shock to me. I'm like, I did not know that. That was interesting. Anyways, let's continue on. Okay, I got some information to talk to you guys about. Okay, so Haman the Agagite was an enemy of the Jews and wanted to have them all killed. Okay, when we take a look at Adolf Hitler, we see that obviously, like I said, there was a similar pattern between Haman and Hitler. Okay, now I do want to bring this up. Okay, here's why there's a similarity between Hitler and Haman. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9. Okay, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. There's no new thing. Okay? All of life's answers are in this Bible, and God can show you and reveal to you things about Freemasonry God can show you some pretty amazing stuff in His Word if we take the time to look and research it and do our homework. Amen. But Haman is a type and picture of the Antichrist, but Haman is also a type and picture of Hitler because there are similarities. Why? Because there is no new thing under the sun. Okay? Now, Hitler had millions of Jews. Okay? 6 million Jews. He killed. Now, it said it would be anywhere from 6 to. It would be anywhere. I'm going to say about 6 to 10 million people. We'll say about 10 million people. Okay? Hitler killed a lot of people. Okay? It was high up there. But if you take a look at some of the previous dictators, Hitler was like on the lowest scale. Okay? He was like on the lowest scale. By the way, you want to know something? This nation has surpassed Hitler and all the babies that we've slaughtered. As a nation, the amount of babies that are being slaughtered in abortion clinics have been a lot more than what Hitler ever killed. As per human life. That tells you that our nation is worse. Is far worse. Than Hitler's Germany. Sure, yeah, Hitler was a wicked man. He was vile. He was vile and wicked. And by the way, I don't want to give him any more credit than he deserves, but that man was a good speaker. I mean, he was a good public speaker, okay? But he was a wicked man. He was wicked. Okay? So, we see that, you know, and Hitler and his Nazis were killing these people because they didn't think that the Jews were human. They didn't think the Jews were human. They weren't part of the perfection. They were alienated. And basically, Adolf Hitler said they're a curse, which they're not. Okay? You do not curse God's people. Now, not every single Jew is a Jew. Just so you know. When it comes to the Jews, I'm very cautious. Because Jesus said that there are those who claim to be Jews and are not. But lie. And that they are of the synagogue of Satan. And the Rothschilds is an example of those who claim to be Jews and are not. Okay? But here's the thing. You don't mess with the... Okay. We're talking like the true bloodline Jews. We're talking like the true Jews who are God's people. You don't mess with them. You don't mess with them. And by the way, even a Gentile, you don't mess with God's people. I don't care if you're Jew or Gentile. You don't mess with God's people, period. Bible says, lay not a finger on God's anointed. Okay? Don't lay a finger on God's anointed. Don't mess with God's people. Because I'm going to tell you something. Whether Jew or Gentile, okay, you do not mess with God's people. You don't. That's a big no-no. That's a big no-no, folks. You do not mess with God's people. Okay? But Hitler had this corrupt mindset to where the Jews weren't human. They weren't. They were just aliens. They just treated them like aliens. Pun intended. Not a pun. I'm sorry. That was bad. But anyways. But no, seriously. Hitler treated the Jews as if they're like just, he treated them like trash. And he cursed them. He called them a cursed people. Okay? Hitler didn't consider, he didn't consider them to be the master race. Which should tell you that Hitler was a racist. He was a racist. He wanted people who were blonde hair, blue-eyed. Hitler was a racist. He was a racist dictator. Okay? Here's the thing. That attitude and that corrupt mindset is what we have here in America today. We have that mindset in America today. If you don't believe it, let me prove to you that we do. Okay? I want to start all the way back to Margaret Sanger. In case if you don't know who Margaret Sanger is, Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Murderhood. Okay? Planned Murderhood. Now, all these left-wing liberals, okay, one of their excuses for abortion is kind of very similar to why Hitler killed the Jews. And their excuse is that the fetus, they're not human. They're not human. So if they're not human, then must be okay just to get rid of them if we don't want them. People who have that mindset have a warped mind. Because my Bible says that life begins at conception. Okay? Life begins at conception. Okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. My Bible says that life begins at conception, and that's what I choose to believe. But people who have this thinking that abortion is okay because the fetus is not human, they have a warped mind, which is exactly the mindset that, you know, it's interesting, that Hitler had. And here's the thing, it's really interesting that it seems like all these, like most of these people who are for abortion are socialists. They're socialists. They're hardcore socialists. Hitler was a socialist. The National Socialist Party. That's the Nazi Party. And by the way, the Nazis did not, even though the Nazis lost the war, they're still very much around today. They are, there are. Okay? They're still very much around today. And I'm going to prove that. Okay? Just hold on to that thought. So, here's some quotes from Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. And by the way, a lot of these, some of these quotations that I have here are going to be kind of graphic. So, I'm just going to let you know right now, it might get a little graphic. So, if you've got kids and you're watching this, you might want to send them out for a little bit. And then have them come back in. Okay? Because it might... These quotes are a little bit graphic. The first quote from Margaret Sanger. First one. Okay? It was with an interview with a man named John Parsons from 1947. That's interesting. Shortly after World War II. She says, but from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. I don't know about you. That's a kind of a dumb statement. Kind of a crazy dumb statement. There should be no more babies? That's just weird. That's just odd. That's wicked. That right there shows you that she wants depopulation. Georgia Guidestones. Okay, they're the Ten Commandments. They're basically like the Ten Commandments to the New World Order. First one that's mentioned on there is to reduce the Earth's population to 500 million. If you don't believe me, go type it up in Google and read it for yourself. You can see pictures of it. It's bluntly right there. Okay? But Margaret Sanger says, but from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. Well, let me tell you something. That whole statement's not even biblical. Okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 through 28. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. See, Margaret Sanger believes that there should be no more babies. God says, be fruitful and multiply. Who do you choose? A sinful woman, or do you choose what God says? I choose what God says, amen. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, and your hand are they delivered. Again, be fruitful and multiply. God says you should have babies. Now, when I say that, I mean, I'm talking about a man and a woman who are married. A husband and wife. Husband and wife. Have as many kids as you want. Matter of fact, God says, be fruitful and multiply. Amen? Children are a gift. And it's a shame that you have people like Margaret Sanger. See, I wonder if she was a socialist. I wonder, because I'm going to tell you something. The fact that she wants to kill people and babies, she's just as worse as Adolf Hitler. Who was it? It was Hermann Gosnell. I don't know much about Hermann Gosnell. The only thing I know about him is the fact... Well, there's actually a movie out. I want to go see that movie. I want to go check out that movie. But it's about how Gosnell was an abortion doctor. And he basically performed abortions way above and beyond than he should have. It was against the law. And he was murdering babies at later stages of while in the womb. You know? And you have people like New York. I mean, not people. You've got places like New York that sent out a bill that basically legalizes abortion up to birth. That just makes what Gosnell did perfectly legal. And if you have a perfectly unblemished mind, and if you are in your right mind, you would know that abortion is murder. Hitler killed I don't think it's just adults. I think he made sure that he killed kids too. Because there were probably Jewish kids that got slaughtered because you have a racist dictator that wants an Iranian perfection. Which, by the way, Hitler was not even... I mean, Hitler was a hypocrite. That's what he was. He was a hypocrite. He wanted an Iranian... blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, race, and he wasn't even blonde hair. His mustache wasn't even blonde hair. But Hitler's in hell because he chose that path of being a dictator. That's why. He could have gotten saved, but he chose not to be saved. But the thing is, what Hitler did was wicked and awful. And this nation has exceeded what Hitler ever did when he took power, while he was in power. Okay? This nation, and I've said this on Facebook, that this nation is worse than Hitler's Germany. I'm going to tell you something. If we keep up the way that we're going, I'm going to tell you something. We're not just going to be a socialist nation, but we're going to end up being wiped out of the face of the planet. We're just begging for God's judgment in this nation. I'm going to tell you something. People need churches. I'm going to speak to you for a second. Churches, you better start waking up and you better start doing your jobs. You better start calling sin out as it is. And you better, I'm going to tell you something. As the church, let me tell you something. Most of the American churches are not doing their job. Do you think God is well pleased with you because you're not doing your job? No. God is not pleased. He's not pleased with most of the American churches, and he's not pleased with the fact that because most of the churches are not doing their jobs, that this nation has become the way it is. Now, forgive me, I shouldn't have said you better, okay? We as the church better step it up. We better step it up and start doing our jobs as the church. We better. Because guess what? If we don't, God will hold us accountable for not doing our jobs. And when I say jobs, means that we're not doing what God told us to do. We as the church need to start stepping it up. Amen. Now, the second, I listed three different ones from Margaret Sanger, okay? The second one, the second quotation that I found of hers, I think this was, it's a book called Woman and the New Race, Chapter 5. You know, that's interesting, Woman in the New Race. That kind of sounds an awful lot like Hitler, right? Adolf Hitler? I don't know. He wanted a new race. He wanted to have an Aryan race. By the way, these, I have sources. I have four different sources I'm going to be posting with this video so you guys can check them out. The wickedness of creating large families. Let me tell you something. We just read from the scripture in Genesis that God wants us to have large families. There's no wickedness in that. That whole statement's wicked. That whole book and statement is wicked. Okay? But here's the second quotation. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. Give me a break. That's nonsense. Okay, let me tell you what God says about that. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 21, verse 22. Exodus 21, 22. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. Okay? Under no circumstance should any man try to mess with the woman's fruit and her womb. Don't do it, because God's not going to take that lightly. And if we continue on the path that we are on, I'm going to tell you something. God, we're going to see exactly how God's going to deal with this nation. And it's not going to be no light thing. Okay? Third quotation was to a letter to Dr. Clarence J. Gamble, December 10th, 1939, page 2. Okay, this is a quotation from that letter. Okay, we don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Please forgive me for the usage of that word Negro, but that's actually what that quotation says. She says in the letter, we don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. You want to know why Margaret Sanger put in Planned Parenthood? It was said that the Negro population, or as I'm going to say, the African American population, she wanted to exterminate the African American population. Margaret Sanger wanted to exterminate the African-American population. Listen, for those of you watching that are African-American, okay, listen, I love you guys. Okay, I love you. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something. People like Hillary Clinton said that Margaret Sanger was her idol or whatnot. She looked up to Margaret Sanger. Let me tell you something, folks. Listen, all you guys that are African Americans, okay? These Democrats are going to stab you in the back. And these left-wing socialists at one point wanted you guys gone. Listen, that's not right. That is not right for them to do. And for Margaret Sanger to do such to do and say such things is ridiculous. Listen, I don't care what I don't care who you are, what skin color you have. You can be black, white, yellow, purple, green, yellow, I don't care. You know why? Because we all come from the same creator. God created us. He created all of us. Okay? Remember that. We all come from the same creator. I don't care if you're black, yellow, green, purple, blue, whatever. We all were created by God Almighty. Amen. I'm not saying that you're saved. Okay? I'm saying that God created you. Okay? Anyways, I want to apologize if there's anyone that is in that community that may have gotten offended with me using the term as what Margaret Sanger had put it. I apologize. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm basically reading from her own words. Okay? But I'm not going to apologize for telling the truth. Okay? I'm not going to apologize for that. So, Genesis 9:6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God he made man. Okay? Turn with me to Exodus. Exodus chapter 21, verse 20, Exodus chapter 21, verse 12. He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. Okay? That's not what Brandon said. That's what God said. Okay? Margaret Sanger, her agenda of creating Planned Parenthood was to exterminate the African American population by killing off their babies, murdering their babies, and because she doesn't believe that that no one should have no more babies. Margaret Sanger had that same mentality as of what Adolf Hitler had his mentality. And I'm kind of wondering, I bet you she probably was a socialist. She was for depopulation. Typically, socialists are for depopulation because they're the ones that actually are the ones inflicting and murdering and killing innocent lives. Okay? Margaret Sanger had a similar agenda as to that of Adolf Hitler. Okay? Now, I want us to kind of show what I mean by that, okay? We're going to be getting into quotes from Adolf Hitler now, okay? Adolf Hitler quoted in Berlai and Wipperman, Racial State, page 107. Okay, this was a quotation from Hitler. Hitler said, and I quote, "The discovery of the Jewish virus is one of the greatest revolutions that has taken place in the world. The battle in which we are engaged today is of the same sort as the battle waged during the last century by Pasteur and Koch. How many diseases have their origin in the Jewish virus? We shall regain our health by eliminating the Jew." Hitler is basically saying that the Jews were a virus that needs to be gone. You want to know something? Nazism is a virus that needs to be gone. I'm not talking killing Nazis. I'm not talking, you know, about killing people. I'm just saying that Nazism is the virus here. Okay? Nazism is the virus. Not the Jews. Nazism is the virus. I think it's a shame for Hitler to ever speak ill against the Jews. It's a shame for him to ever do that. In Adolf Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, which if you don't know what that means, Mein Kampf, translated, is German for my struggle. That's what Mein Kampf is. It's my struggle. In Adolf Hitler's book, he says, and I quote, "The personification of the devil as the symbol of all evil assumes the living shape of the Jew." You see, Adolf Hitler had a hatred for the Jews. And he admits that in his book. You want to know who else was anti-Semitic? The Roman Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, a lot of Hitler's inner circle, it's even said that even Adolf Hitler himself were devout Catholics. Were devout Catholics. Okay? He didn't like the Jews. Hitler hated the Jews. Just like Haman. In Esther chapter 3. In the book of Esther. Haman hated the Jews. He wanted to exterminate them all. Hitler wanted to exterminate them all. Hitler's Nazism is indeed a virus. It's a virus in which if you are infected with, means that you are brainwashed into Nazism. And you are a socialist. Because Nazism is socialism. That's why I titled this video, Nazism, the Hitler virus. Because Nazism is indeed the Hitler virus. It's a virus. It's a spiritual virus. And it can take tolls on people at the cost of innocent lives. Okay. Now, so we see that there's a parallel between Margaret Sanger and Hitler. They had similar aspirations. Okay. Margaret Sanger and Hitler were both racists. Okay. Hitler got his nonsense from Charles Darwin. Now, I can get more into that. I'll probably get into that into another video, but we'll... He got his nonsense from Charles Darwin. Okay? Now, in 1945, okay, now they say that Hitler committed suicide. There's actually a conspiracy theory that a very old conspiracy theory that basically states that Hitler actually took a U-boat and lived the rest of his life in Argentina. I'm not going to get into that, but 1945, that was when the European War ended. Now, the Asian War was still going on, okay, with Japan and them. Okay, they were still going on with that, okay? But the European War ended in 1945. But after the European War ended, okay, what happened? The Nazis lost, okay? So what happened? Where did the Nazis go? Well, a lot of them fled to Argentina. A lot of them fled to Argentina. Okay. Now, how many of you guys recognize... hang on, where is that? Operation Paperclip. How many of you guys know what Operation Paperclip was? I gotta close out some stuff here real quick. Okay. Operation Paperclip. How many of you guys know what Operation Paperclip is? Operation Paperclip. I'm going to read to you something from the CIA. I'll show you. What's my source? I know you guys can't see it. It's kind of backwards, but CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. Okay, now I don't know if it's actually the CIA's website. Maybe it's I don't think it is. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I'm not sure. Where's my stuff here? Okay, so here's what this says. Okay, intelligence and public literature. Okay. Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program to bring Nazi scientists to America. That's what Operation Paperclip was. So at the end of the war, the CIA had some secret intelligence program called, you know, and it's not a secret anymore because everybody knows what it is. But at the time, it was a secret operation to where they had actually brought in Nazi scientists to work for our nation, as well as other nations across the globe. Okay, so even though the Nazis were defeated, they didn't die off. Okay, they came here. A lot of them came here. Okay. there is an article reviewed. This is reviewed by a man named Jay Watkins. I'm going to read you this, but I'm also going to post this link on my video so you can see it for yourself. Okay. As World War II ended, the race was on with the Soviet Union to seize as many German scientists as possible. In anticipation of the Cold War, the full story has remained elusive until now. Operation Paperclip by Annie Jacobson provides perhaps the most comprehensive, up-to-date narrative available to the general public. Her book is detailed and highly readable account to the program. Jacobson compiled extensive primary and secondary sources, duly annotated in over 100 pages of notes, bibliography. In it are many new sources, among them U.S. government records, President Clinton's Nazi war War Crime Disclosed Act, German archive records, first-person accounts, memoirs, and letters. The book also contains a useful index and biographies of the principal players. Let's see here. Jacobson offers detailed chronological of events related to Operation Paperclip. Because of its scope and the introduction of so many characters, the narrative could have been improved if the author had focused on a shorter list than 89 individual profiled and maintained and topical continually. Nevertheless, the book is a compelling work with interesting historic and persona revelations. For example, one of the most notorious cases of WMDs, which is weapons of mass destruction, proliferation, occurred on May 15th, 1945, when the German U-234 submarine bound for Japan was captured off of Newfoundland by the USS Sutton. The U-boat carried Dr. Heinz Schlick, director of naval test fields at Kiel, and the cargo included plans for the HS-293 glider bomb, V-1 glider bomb, forerunner to cruise missiles, V-2 rocket, forerunner to the Scud missile, ME-262 fighter aircraft, the first combat jet fighter, low observable submarine designs, and lead-lined boxes filled with 1,200 pounds of uranium oxide, a key ingredient of atomic bombs. Schlick, who claimed to be an electronic warfare expert, became a prisoner at Fort Meade, MD. Sarin was produced at Durnfirth. Durnfirth later fell in Russian hands. Its name derives from the initials of its developers, Gerhard Schrader and Otto Ambrose, from the infamous IG Farben chemical company maker of the killing gases used at concentration camps. That is a mouthful right there. And from the names of two German army officers, Schrader tells the story of invading Taboon, a nerve agent named after the English word taboo. That's interesting. I didn't know that. The Germans called it 991. And after their defeat in Stalingrad, seriously considered using it on the Russians. Let's see here. Henry Wallace, former Vice President and Secretary of Commerce, believed the scientists' ideas could launch new civilian industries and produce jobs. Indeed, German scientists developed synthetic rubber used in automatic tires, non-running hosiery, the ear thermometer, electromagnetic tape, and miniaturized electrical components, to name a few. Werner von Braun, okay, is well known to those who remember the Apollo moon landing. During the Ford administration, von Braun was most awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom until one of Ford's senior advisors, David Gergen, objected to his Nazi past. If I remember correctly, Werner von Braun was one of those. I think Werner von Braun was the one who actually developed the... he was the one that... that started the Apollo program. And he was a Nazi scientist that came over under Operation Paperclip. Okay? Let's see here. Because, you know, it says that he was a Nazi. Okay. Less well known is that another 120 fellow German scientists, engineers, and technicians developed the Saturn... Is that 10? Launch vehicle... I don't know, it's V. I think that's 10. Launch vehicle, or that launch operations center at Cape Canaveral, Florida, was headed by Kurt Debus, an ardent Nazi. The vertical assembly building, bigger in volume, the Pentagon, and almost as tall as the Washington Monument, was designed by Bernhard Tessmann, former facilities designer at the German missile launch facilities at something that starts with a P. I can't pronounce it. Other prominent Nazis hired under Operation Paperclip included Dr. Herbert Strughold, who played an important role in space medicine by developing spacesuits and other life support systems. In June 1948, he put a racist monkey named Albert in the pressurized nose cone of a V-2 rocket in a pressurized nose cone. The first step in the effort to send humans to space. That's funny. A Nazi puts a monkey in space. That's hilarious. Knowing that a lot of Nazism stems from the Tool Society as well as evolution, which comes from Darwin. Okay. General Reinhard Gehlen, former head of Nazi intelligence operations against the Soviets, was hired by the U.S. Army and later by the CIA operate 600 ex-Nazi agents in the Soviet zone of occupied Germany. In 1948, CIA Director Roscoe Helen Coder assumed control of the so-called Gehlen Organization. German biologist Dr. Kurt Blume was hired to develop offensive and defensive capabilities to counter Soviet biological warfare activities. Okay, here's another key piece. Okay, there's not much left, I promise. Okay, just bear with me here. In 1949, the CIA created the Office of Scientific Intelligence. Its first director, Dr. Willard Malachy, traveled to Germany to set up a special program to interrogate Soviet spies. The CIA believed the Russians had developed mind control programs and wanted to know how U.S. spies would hold up against this capability if caught. He also aimed to explore the feasibility of creating a Manchurian candidate through behavior modification. Thus, Operation Bluebird was born. Operation Bluebird. If you don't know what that is, it's coming up here real quick. Bluebird, later called MK Ultra, was a research activity experimenting in behavior and engineering of humans. The Nuremberg Code prohibits experimentation with humans without their consent. During this program, Dr. Frank Olson, a U.S. Army biological weapons researcher, was given the drug LSD without his knowledge, leading to his death by leaping from a building. I'm going to tell you something. When people get on LSD, they start to think some really crazy stuff. DCI Richard Helms ordered much of the documentation destroyed, and the circumstances of his demise remain controversial to this day. Although she understandably questioned the morality of the decision to hire Nazi SS scientists. Nazi scientists. Jacobson balances her judgment with an understanding of the perceived threat of the Soviet Union under Stalin and the communist dialectical determination to prepare for total war with the West. The Soviets similarly captured and used German scientists for their own defense programs. That side of the story is not covered in this book. Jacobson provides insight on joint intelligence coordination and cooperation among U.S. services and allies, operational deconfliction document and foreign material accusation and exploitation, interrogation techniques and active trafficking, production of foreign intelligence, surveillance and counter-surveillance methods, and negotiating the sometimes conflicting objectives of the judiciary and the intelligence community, i.e. hang them versus hire them. Wow. Okay, so that gives you a story or a background of Operation Paperclip as well as Operation Bluebird, which is MK Ultra. By the way, that's brainwashing, by the way. MK Ultra is a form of brainwashing. Okay? So after World War II, the U.S. and many other nations hired Nazi scientists. Okay? Now, you might say, well, those people may have already passed on already. Well, okay. But here's another thing I want you guys to keep in mind. Okay? Another thing. This is going to be the last part of my message, and then we'll close. Okay? Did you guys know that here in America, we didn't just hire Nazi scientists after World War II? But did you know, and I said this too, that Nazism is still alive. They may have lost the war, but that virus of Nazism didn't die off. It actually increased. Okay? Here's another way how it increased. I'm talking about the United States of America here, folks. Okay? But here in America, there is I'm sure it's a political party. But it's a party. Political position. It's far right. Okay, so this is indeed a political party. It's not mentioned very often. We don't hear it very often, but it exists. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'm going to actually copy and paste this into my notes so that you guys can see this as well. I got all my sources down so that I have additional sources too I will be putting out there as well. So, there is a political party in the United States of America. Yes, I am talking our nation. Okay? This political party is called the American Nazi Party. We have Nazis here in America? Yeah, we do. We have Nazis in America. Oh, that can't be true. Well, sure it is. Under Operation Paperclip, don't you think that, I don't know, perhaps maybe the people that are in this party were probably had relatives that were Nazis? Just throwing it out. Just saying. The American Nazi Party is a far-right American political party founded by George Lincoln Rockwell with its headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. Rockwell founded the organization as the World Union Free of Enterprise National Socialists, or WUFENS, but renamed it to the American Nazi Party in 1960. Since the late 1960s, a small number of groups have used the name American Nazi Party, with most being independent from each other and disbanding before the 21st century. I want you to pay very close attention to this next detail. The party is based largely upon the ideals and policies of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party in Germany during the Nazi era and embraced its uniforms, iconography. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce words really well. But shortly after Rockwell's assassination in 1967, the organization appointed Rockwell's second-in-command, Deputy Commander Matt Cole, as the new leader. The American Nazi Party, now under Cole's command, was subject to ideological disagreements between members in the 1970s and 1980s. Folks, this is a party in the United States of America. This is a party that went by Adolf Hitler's ideologies. This is a political party called the American Nazi Party. Is an American political party that's so far right. I don't even know why they call them. I don't know why they're so far right, but they hold, or did hold to, or maybe still do, to Adolf Hitler's Nazi party. This party was founded in 1959. Okay? The ideology is neo-Nazism, neo-fascism, white nationalism, and anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. This is a group in America, folks. You guys, I mean, seriously. Oh, by the way, check this out. Their party flag, that's a whole sinister, that's another sinister thing. Look at this. You see that? That is a Nazi flag. But the only difference is that right smack dab in the middle is the UN logo. Is the UN logo. Listen, folks, Nazism is a virus. It's a very dangerous virus. It's such a dangerous, very dangerous virus that it can put a person's eternity at jeopardy. If you don't believe me, their ideology is neo-Nazism, neo-fascism, white nationalism, anti-Semitic, and white supremacy. Don't you think that's what Margaret Sanger was all about? Trying to exterminate the African American population with these abortion clinics. By the way, the Planned Parenthood building, the shape of it, is a pyramid. And when you take a look at a lot of those Indians that, like, you know, a lot of the Indians that had these pyramids, though, they use those pyramids for child sacrifice. And the Planned Parenthood building looks exactly like those ancient pyramids. Coincidence? I think not. The Kohl organization changed the name to the American Nazi Party to New Order on January 1st, 1983, which reflects the group's Nazi mysticism. Okay. I want you guys to think about this, okay? The notable former members of the American Nazi Party. First and foremost, Frank Collin, founder of the National Socialist Party of America. He was a socialist. Oh, here's a name that you all might be familiar with. David Duke. David Duke was a member of the American Nazi Party before he went on to establishing the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan organization, the KKK. David Duke was a member of the American Nazi Party before he created the KKK, or established the KKK organization. William Luther Pierce, founder of the National Alliance, and Kurt Saxon, author of The Poor Man's James Bond, which is, I have no idea what that is. Anyways, so listen. America, to conclude everything, America has become worse than Hitler's Germany. And yes, there are Nazis in America. By the way, the fact that David Duke was an American, was part of the American Nazi Party, you know what that makes David Duke? A Nazi. David Duke was a Nazi. Why? Because he was a part of the American Nazi Party, which embraced Adolf Hitler's ideologies and uniforms. David Duke is a Nazi. We've got Nazis crawling everywhere. They didn't die. They just moved. Under Operation Paperclip, they moved here. That's what they did. And anybody who joins parties like the American Nazi Party is a Nazi. And holds to Adolf Hitler's ideologies. Okay? Listen. I have to tell the truth on these things. I have to. I'm obligated by my king to do so. Amen. 10:24. Wow. It's been a long time, it seems like. Listen. If you guys are watching this and you're not saved, today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Okay? If you're not saved, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is and that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Amen. Listen, it's not difficult. It's simple. All you need to do is sincerely go before the Lord with a sincere heart. Admit that you are a sinner. Repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and life. Ask him to cleanse you and to wash you. And ask him to fill you with his Spirit. And to thank him for saving you. When you go before the Lord with a sincere heart, and when you admit that you are a sinner and repent of your sins, and when you ask the Lord to forgive you and to cleanse you and to wash you, when you ask him into your heart, and when you thank him for saving you, you're surrendering yourself to Christ. Jesus says that you must be born again. Okay? Really quickly. Okay? I know we got a lot of time here. We have had a lot of time here, but turn with me to John chapter 3. Okay? John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay? And what it means to be born again is to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what he did for you at the cross. Amen? Now listen, if you're watching this and you're a believer, we need to fight the good fight of faith. We need to continue standing on this word. Amen. We all need to. We all need to stand firm on this word. We all need to fight that good fight of faith. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We're coming into some tough days. Okay. And Nazism is not dead. is very much alive, but it's hidden. It's hidden in socialism. You know, that's why I said, that's why I call it, that's why I call this video Nazism, the Hitler virus. Because Nazism, Hitler's Nazis, are a virus. A very, very dangerous virus. And you need to protect yourself, even in this day and age, to protect yourself. We need to stand firm on that word. This word, your King James Bible. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. Okay. I don't want you taking my, I don't want you to take my word for things, okay? I want you to take what I say. I want you to take what I say, okay? And you match it with this Bible. If what I say does not match with this Bible, let God be true and every man a liar. If I am wrong, I pray and ask that the Lord will correct, rebuke, and chastise me for what I said and show me where I'm wrong. I ask the Lord that he would show me where I'm wrong. And one of these days, I will have to stand before him and give an account to that. Amen. I will have to give an account. But if I'm right, I do pray and ask that he will show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Please don't take what I say for truth. I want you to do is research it yourself. Okay? Now, I want to just take this time here and play a hymn a couple times. Okay? Don't play it two times. And just, if the Lord is dealing with you, I want you just to take this time and be in prayer. Amen? And then we'll close. Listen, guys, I love you, okay? I love you, and I know that what I probably taught some really hard stuff tonight, but it's for our good that we know what's going on, amen? And I'm telling you, our nation is in big trouble. We need to repent of our sin, because if we don't, God's going to really going to judge this nation, and it's not going to be a light thing, okay? Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope you guys had a great day of rest. Tomorrow, you know, I hope you guys have a good time in the Lord tomorrow. And please continue to be in prayer for me and this ministry and the videos. And keep me in prayer, keep my family in prayer, and let's keep our fellow brothers and sisters in prayer. Amen. This is Pastor Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for the evening. God bless you guys. I love you. If you want to talk to me about anything, just shoot me a message and we'll talk. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you next time. God bless you guys. Love you. Bye.